Here's a term some may be familiar with, e-sports. Electronic sports, cyber sports, gaming, competitive computer gaming, and virtual sports are all synonyms. I'm told that e-sports is now becoming more accepted as a sport and that gamers are being identified as athletes. I'm on record in the past complaining that a TV sports network like TSN, while ignoring, say, the Canadian Bowl Junior Football Championship, will broadcast people sitting around a table playing poker, which, to me, is like watching chrome rust. The definition of sport varies somewhat. The Oxford Dictionary defines sport as activities involving physical exertion and skill in which individuals or teams compete against each other. Merriam-Webster defines sport, firstly, as to amuse oneself, and secondly, to engage in a sport. Wikipedia describes sport as being generally recognized as a system of activities which are based on physical athleticism or physical dexterity. However, a number of competitive but non-physical activities claim recognition as mind sports. The International Olympic Committee recognizes both chess and bridge as bona fide sports, and now the IOC is mulling over whether to add video gaming to the Olympics, partly because they see big sponsorship dollars in it. I like to watch the Olympics, but just like I find poker on TSN boring as all get out, I couldn't see myself sitting there watching people play video games. Perhaps I'm just not with it, but frankly, I don't care. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.